Gas prices are up all over the country, and as usual, they are particularly high in California, well over $3 a gallon for regular. You don't have to take my word for it. Here's Philip Mueller at a street corner in Berkeley, where there are two gas stations across the street from each other.
Sign says, unleaded, 331, Supreme, 355, which is about to go on price around here. Gone up a lot in the last 3 weeks or so. For 4 years now, I think it's been a plan to raise the price, drop it down when people complain, raise it back up, people complain. Right now, people aren't complaining because they think it does no good.
People in California aren't complaining about paying $3.31 for regular unleaded? Well, there hasn't been any scientific poll on the issue, but that's what we've heard from several parts of the state. Valerie Folks from the Marshall School of Business at the University of Southern California. Is this true? Nobody in California is going ballistic over gas prices?
Well, I wouldn't say that no one is going ballistic, but in general, people are accepting of the volatility in gas prices and accepting of the fact that they're climbing up.
But as no less an authority than Mr. Mueller out in the street in Berkeley told us, people have complained before.
Yes, they have. And when people complain, it's often because the price raises above what we call in marketing their latitude of acceptance. People have a sense of what a product should cost, and that sense is what we refer to as a reference price. Let's take a pair of running shoes, for example. When you go out shopping for a pair of running shoes, you might decide that you're willing to pay anywhere from, let's say, $20 to $50. You might decide that $20, if you paid less than that, you would be getting a poor quality pair of shoes. But more than that, you might believe would be price gouging. In the same way, when people think about gasoline, they have some range of prices that they think is acceptable.
And since that range is being pushed upward, what kind of number do you think would have to go up over the sign for the price of regular unleaded to make people think, whoa, that's too expensive, that's price gouging?
It's really interesting because there are various price points that are very psychologically meaningful for people. The price point of $3.99 a gallon is not as meaningful as a price of $4 per gallon. It's not just one penny more. It's really breaking a barrier. Right now, prices are in that mid-range of about $3.31 to, say, $3.50. If it hits over $4, people are going to really complain, I'm sure.
The reference price that you spoke of would seem to be an entirely psychological phenomenon as opposed to an economic one. That is, if we quoted gasoline prices in euros, there might be a totally different hurdle when we went up above 3 euros as opposed to $3. It's just what we think is an appropriate unit for that item.
That's correct. The notion of a reference price is a psychologically meaningful price for people that economists sometimes don't think a lot of. Another interesting thing about the gentleman who's expressing his opinion about prices is the sense that there isn't much that a person can do about it. So sometimes when gas prices are raised, people might feel like the price is above their latitude of acceptance. But after all, gasoline is a product that people have to have. Most people have to have gasoline for their car, have to be able to drive to work or to school. And there may be a sense of learned helplessness about complaining about gas prices.
Valerie Folks teaches marketing at the Marshall School of Business at the University of Southern California. Thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
And we're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.